only one guy Elon is afraid of, and that's Chengfu Wang in China. And Chengfu Wang runs BYD.
Hi Team Value, JJ here. Welcome back. Well, today I'm going to react to part of a Q&A session with Monish Pabrai at the London School of Economics. He was comparing Tesla, BYD and Stellantis when he was asked about the auto industry, and he talks about EVs and the battle going on there. So let's get into it.
You spoke at quite long length about Fiat. Obviously now Fiat has been packaged up in a new business now, Stellantis, which is trading at 3x forward earnings. I'm curious, do you have a view on the business? Do you think it'd be quite a good value opportunity if you were to try to take back a similar thesis that you previously made?
I don't want this to be about stock tips, but I'll give you some perspectives. I don't have any ownership in Stellantis. It is being run by a gifted manager. Carlos Tavares is a great manager. He can squeeze blood out of a rock. He buys $200 suits and he's happy when he's visiting the different Fiat plants, etc., to have a, you know, $3 sandwich for lunch. And, he's a pretty no-nonsense guy. So if the game is about squeezing efficiencies, Carlos is your man. He's truly exceptional at it. On the weekends, he's a race car driver. You know, he's on the track, so he loves the auto business in general. I think the difference now versus when I was looking in 2012 is that we have the looming transition to EVs, electric vehicles. That transition is a very expensive transition for the legacy auto manufacturers like Stellantis, tens of billions in capex. And you got to go toe to toe with two mavericks. You got to go toe to toe with Elon, and you got to go toe to toe with Chengfu Wang at BYD in China.
So here's the comparison between Stellantis and Tesla and BYD, those three companies. Of course, Tesla and BYD are selling about the same amount of EVs these days, and BYD is really the clear leader in China and Tesla behind. A lot of Tesla investors don't really want to see that, but that is the case. People have acknowledged it. They didn't talk about BYD for a long time. Now they are. Now he's talking about the head of Stellantis there, you know, buying cheap things and looking for efficiencies. That's kind of value investing territory, not really having flash things like Warren Buffett living in the same house for decades. So he's going to compare these three companies. It's going to be interesting to see what he says.
My perspective is that if you find yourself in the unhappy situation of having to compete with Elon, just go find something else to do. Just take your ball and leave the arena. Do not try to compete with Elon. Do not pass go and do not collect 200. It's bad for your health and definitely bad for your wealth.
Yeah, I know he said that before. I made a video where he said the same thing and now he's backing that up here, saying that you don't want to compete with Elon Musk. Who would want to, given what he's done, you know, the history of being able to start auto companies, although Tesla is more than that, being able to survive American auto companies. Ford is the only one that hasn't gone bankrupt, and Tesla, those are the only two, I think, so far, which doesn't bode well for the likes of Rivian and others. But yes, I wouldn't want to compete with Elon Musk, one of the most extraordinary entrepreneurs on the planet. You know, up there with Bezos and Steve Jobs. So I'm sure that other car company leaders would not want to compete with Elon. Don't bet against Elon, as the saying goes. Now, if you're getting value out of this Monish Pabrai episode so far, I'd really appreciate it if you hit that like button to help the almighty algorithm to spread it to more people, because that's what we want. Thanks.
Only one guy Elon is afraid of, and that's Chengfu Wang in China. And Chengfu Wang runs BYD. And, you know, the Indian guy who's talking to you had the good pleasure of meeting Chengfu Wang a few times.
That means that he was looking at BYD at some point. If he met the head of BYD, he must have been, or maybe with Charlie, or he, you know, because Berkshire Hathaway had an investment in BYD, which he's about to talk about, I think, then he must have looked at it too. And Li Lu as well, I know, in great investor, super investor, Li Lu also had, I don't know if he still has, an investment in BYD. Personally heard him talk about it in an interview, which was talking about US-China relations and investing in China. He did talk about Tesla versus BYD because he was asked if he had investment in Tesla or what he thought of it. And he said that he had put his stake, his bet, backing BYD. This was a few years ago now. He thought BYD was better than Tesla at the time. Or a better investment, should I say. Not a better company, a better investment. It could be a great company and a bad investment. As I've talked about many times, if it's at the wrong price, you know, Microsoft was a bad investment from the dot-com bubble for more than 10 years. So was Amazon. So price does matter. Can have a great company, can be bad investment.
And BYD is a company in China, which Berkshire Hathaway has maybe a 7-8% interest in. And when Charlie Munger was in 2008 trying to get Warren Buffett interested in investing in BYD, Warren had no interest in investing in some Chinese company he'd never heard of and, you know, didn't want to do the work. So he just told Charlie, I'm not interested. So Charlie told Warren, this guy is the second coming of Henry Ford. And Warren said, Charlie, I'm still not interested. So then Charlie told Warren, he is Henry Ford and Bill Gates in the same person. And Warren said, well, that's good, Charlie, but I'm still not interested. So then Charlie told him, Warren, he's Henry Ford and Bill Gates and Thomas Edison in the same person.
So Charlie Munger really talking BYD up here, or the leader of BYD, to Warren Buffett, who wasn't keen, obviously not keen on the auto industry. In another talk, he said that they tried to talk him out of going into the auto industry because BYD made batteries and other components, electronic components, and they were trying to talk them out of going into the auto industry, but they did it, and it's been a real success in terms of EVs. But intense competition historically in the auto industry.
And then what Warren did is he owned 80% of a company called Mid-American Energy, which was, you know, majority controlled by Berkshire. And he asked them to put $250 million into BYD, getting about an 8 or 9% stake, which has gone up, I don't know, 20 or 25 fold at this point.
This was a long time ago. This, I think, was 2009 when they first invested in BYD. So way back. You know, before the EV industry really existed as we know it today.
The only person who gives Elon pause is Chung Fu Wang.
I'll just pause there again, because Elon Musk, there's a famous video online early on. Elon Musk was asked about BYD and he laughed and said, have you seen their cars? And he was kind of laughing it off, saying, have you seen the design? Have you seen their cars? BYD has done very well over time. And I think Tesla even buys some batteries from BYD. Their battery packs, the Blade battery, very good, very safe. They have been buying from BYD, as I understand it. Correct me if I'm wrong.
And even if you're Carlos Tavares, and when you have to go toe-to-toe, not just with Elon, but with Elon and Elon squared, you know, when you have Elon plus Elon squared, just definitely don't be in the same arena. It's not going to work, even if it's just Elon. So Stellantis is very cheap. It's very well run. If there was no EV transitions, things would be fine.
Now, if you're a regular here, or if you're new and you haven't checked out the Art of Value Patreon yet, I'll put a link in the description for that. Over there, I post some exclusive content that I don't post anywhere else. But there's also content for free members if you just want to do that. It's just the price of a cup of coffee each month, though, if you want to just want to try it out for a month and see how it goes. See some of that content I'm making for members. I'll put a link in the description and see you over there.
Now, the other problem is that if Elon and Elon squared make a 10% margin on the EVs that they sell, Stellantis and Ford and GM are going to lose money because their cost advantage is more than 10%.
He said this before too in a previous talk. I'll link to that video in the description, because he said that these companies will cease to exist because of Elon and Tesla. He started saying this lately, that these companies just will, because they'll get squeezed out, and Tesla being such a great company and Elon being such a great business person squeezing them, that they won't exist later down the line. They shouldn't try to compete. And he's sort of backing that up, saying that again, with focusing on Stellantis.
And if you have a business, so let's fast forward to a world where there's no combustion engine cars being sold as new cars. They're only electric vehicles sold, maybe 15 years from now or 20 years from now. And you have a negative margin, and Elon and Elon squared are making 10%. Well, at a negative margin, the business has no value. So it, to me, falls into what Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett would call the too hard pile. So I just put it into the too hard pile and move on.
So it's not that he's interested in buying Tesla or BYD, it seems. It's just too hard and it's a pass. So Warren Buffett has this, you know, too hard pile. Is it easy to understand or is it too hard? And they're looking for easy hurdles to jump over. And there's a lot that goes into that too hard basket where it's just too hard to understand, don't know, move on. Now, I'd love to know what you think. What do you think of what Pabrai is saying here? Do you think that Tesla and BYD are the companies to beat? Elon and Elon squared, as he said, and other companies really won't see it, have a look in, and they really shouldn't compete in the same arena, or they will cease to exist, or at least not do very well in the coming decades with the EV battle going on. And it is developing like that between Tesla and BYD, it seems. What do you think of that? Let me know in the comments. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to put a link here to my previous video of Monish Pabrai talking more about how you shouldn't compete with Elon Musk. And here I'm going to put a link to a video of what YouTube thinks that you in particular should watch next. So go and see either of those now if you want to. I'll put a link in the description for those watching or listening elsewhere. And thanks to everybody for watching or listening wherever you are doing that. And I'll see you in the next one.